Pope Benedict yesterday met with students from Rome's universities who had just attended Mass in St. Peter's. Charles Collins has this report.
It was probably the last thing students were expecting from Pope Benedict before their Christmas holidays: homework. The Holy Father met students from Rome's universities on Thursday evening, keeping with a tradition established by Pope John Paul II in 1979, and asked them to read and meditate on St. Paul's letter to the Romans.
La lettera ai Romani lo sanno bene alcuni dei cento.
He asked them to let the text challenge their way of thinking and believing, and especially their way of living. Pope Benedict said St. Paul would make them participants in something the Apostle to the Gentiles experienced for himself, which is that the gospel of Jesus Christ is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. He pointed out that salvation is an offer, not an imposition, and that it's a gift that needs to be accepted by each individual personally. Pope Benedict told the students that the letter to the Romans offers a message of faith, but also a message of truth that must be questioned, pondered, and accepted intellectually. He said it's a truth that orients real life because the gospel is the path for reaching the fullness of life, pointing out that Jesus has already traveled this path, or rather, the path is Jesus, who came to us from the Father so that we would have a way to reach the Father. The Pope said this is the mystery of Advent and Christmas. During the meeting, Pope Benedict gave 12 students a multimedia copy of the scripture on DVD. The ceremony also saw the transfer of the icon of Our Lady of Wisdom from university students from Romania to university students from Australia, where it will reside until December 2009. I'm Charles Collins.